Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word. Hello and welcome back to our Word of the Week series. I'm Pastor Tom Nauman, and our word for study today is the word catechism. A catechism is an instruction book in Christian principles. It's a handbook which summarizes what the Bible teaches. Each denomination in Christianity has their own different catechism. So the Catholics have their catechism, which summarizes what they believe the Bible teaches. The Reformed churches will very likely have their own catechisms, which summarize what they believe the Bible teaches. And we in the Lutheran Church, we use Luther's small catechism as a way to teach our young people and those who are new to the faith about what we believe the Bible teaches. Most of the book consists of numbered questions, which ask about a certain Christian principle or teaching, and then it gives the answer. And so in this way, our young people and those who are new to the faith can learn about what the Bible says in a very organized and clear and clear-cut way. Catechism comes from the Greek word katechesis, which means instruction by word of mouth. The main purpose of our catechism, Luther's small catechism that is to teach what the Bible says about our Savior and our life as believers in Him. It also provides a special outline to a study of things that the Bible teaches. Trying to figure out the main teachings or doctrines of the Bible by reading through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation can be pretty difficult. What you want to do is go through the entire Bible, write down every single passage that teaches a certain doctrine, and put them all into one book. Or just open your catechism, because it's already done that for you. The catechism does not replace the Bible, but it is a helpful way in teaching us what the Bible says. Most catechisms that you find in CLC churches will be divided into two main parts. The first part of this book is called Martin Luther's Small Catechism. Luther's catechism is actually very small. It's only about 9 pages. Dr. Luther combined the words from the Bible and his own words of explanation into a short summary of what the Bible teaches. Luther divided his catechism into 6 chief parts, and he also added 3 other sections for the benefit of Bible students. The 6 chief parts are the 10 Commandments, the Apostles' Creed, the Sacrament of Holy Baptism, the Office of the Keys and Confession, the Sacrament of the Altar, and finally the Lord's Prayer. The other 3 sections of Luther's small catechism are his daily prayers, a table of duties, that is, different roles and responsibilities that each person in a family or in a church ought to uphold, and finally, number 9, Christian questions. Now, the second part of the catechisms that we use in the CLC are often called the explanation of Martin Luther's small catechism. Here, there's more questions and answers on the 6 chief parts, and this added information tells more of what the Bible has to say on the subjects found in Luther's catechism. In my church office library, I bet I have a few 100 books, many of which go into great detail about explaining one certain part of Scripture or another. I have many devotional books that help to apply these teachings to my life, and I'm sure that you have many books too in your library at home, which help you to understand God's Word a little bit better. But all of our books together are not worth as much as the small catechism that was written by Martin Luther and that we still use unto this day. Far better than all other religious books, the catechism gives a balanced presentation of Scripture. Each doctrine is presented there in just the right order, exactly its proper weight and emphasis, as found in the Bible. Lutherans don't use Luther's catechism because it's Luther's. We use it because it's the best. So I invite you to go and find your catechism. Do you know where it is? Under your bed? On a shelf in your closet, perhaps? Or maybe next to your nightstand? Wherever it is, it can be a helpful use to you. Anytime you have a curiosity about a certain Bible teaching or a doctrine, flip to the back. Look in the index. See what you can find out about Jesus' life and death. See what you can find out about the teaching of the vicarious atonement, or the teaching of eternal life, or the teaching of false prophets or fellowship or justification or marriage or the image of God or righteousness or sacrifice or sanctification, any of these things and all of these things are covered in your catechism. There you can find the answers directed right to the Bible verses where they're taught. And so a catechism is an incredibly valuable tool for each and every one of us Christians, and especially each and every one of us Lutherans.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.